Good morning, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, David. Welcome to Tube Talk, the best podcast about coiled tube set manufacturing. This week, I'm joined once again by Paul Norden. Behind Howie from our first episode, Paul is the second longest tenured employee at ATS Life Sciences Chicago. Over his time at ATS, Paul has spent many years in the operations side of the business, working his way from project manager to director of project management. He has recently transitioned into the front end of the business, working as the director of applications for the last 6 years. Hey, Paul, welcome back to Tube Talk. It's great to have you on again.
Hey, David, how are you? It's good to be back.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago.
I love that. Not the best here in Toronto. I won't lie.
Sorry to hear that.
So I'd love to jump in here talking about the components of a successful case study, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, I sure am. Had a very unique project. It's actually very recent. Customer approached us last year. This customer has been buying a similar tube set segment machine over the years. And usually it's just one style to match their compound annual growth rate. So it's been a great relationship. But last year they came to us and said, hey, our forecasts are growing and we're not sure if the single machine is going to meet our production and our sales needs. So we thought, great, they can buy two machines. And they said, not so fast, ATS, Paul. We need about 1.5 times what your machines can do. So it was an interesting challenge to go from 120 ppm parts per minute. They really wanted no more than 180. Their capital equipment ROI would not pay for two machines. And on top of that, they presented us with a clean room footprint restriction, which was we need 60 more parts per minute in the same footprint, Paul. Okay. So there, that was the challenge.
Wow. So did ATS have a proven solution to meet that customer need?
We did not. We needed to gather up the troops, as it were, and figure out how we could add that 60 part per minute capacity in the same footprint machine. Mm-hmm. And the history of the machine, it was a cam-driven machine, and it was very tightly packed already. Over the years, they continued to challenge us to make it smaller and smaller, so everything was extremely tight already. So just so happens, over the last 2 to 3 years, ATS has been really digging into it and looking into ways to make our tube segment machines a bit more productive, more flexible, and not change the footprint to a large degree. We had a couple of different elements of that, which I'll get to. But we felt we could address their need in the same footprint by removing some cams and adding some other technology that we've been working on here. So we did come up with the concept. The customer did engage us commercially, and away we went.
Wow. That's really interesting. So I'm wondering if you can dive into some of the highlights of that sort of solution with us today.
I can, without giving away too much of our innovation. So starting from, you know, the front end of a typical tube set machine, we need to get the tube, you know, off of the supply reel. And it was a little faster this time. And we had some, always have concerns about tension on tubes. So when you start tensioning tubes, you tend to stretch them. And then when they stretch and they get cut from the supply reel, they either snap back or they stay stretched. And it's a challenge to get them to comply with the customer's tolerance on the tube length, which isn't super tight, but for a long tube, it can be a challenge. So tensioning is controlled typically historically with a what's called a dancer arm, which is a weight. It's a fancy name for a weight. But it's a physical weight on the tube, and it can add to that tensioning issue. So one of the innovations we had about a year and a half ago was develop a vacuum system that was really a touchless tensioning system, payout system, that didn't impart any additional friction or drag as the tube was paid out. That worked out very well. The one we're really, really excited about is cutting the tube. Historically, again, when I first started with ATS in the medical device world, the first machine for this customer actually had a commercial razor blade, double-edged razor blade, screwed to a pneumatic actuator to cut the tube. Easy to change out, but you never knew when it was going to wear out. And by the time you knew it was going to wear out, you already had some quality issues. That's how they noticed it, right? So it's a real lagging indicator. We worked with a local ultrasonics company and came up with a way, very effective way, to separate. I'm going to call it separate. It's not cutting. It's separate the tube from itself using a 30 kilohertz ultrasonic welder and a titanium blade. The testing we did on the blade before implementation, we just ran out of tubing at around, I think it was 15 to 20 million cuts. Typical razor blade is good for about 1 million to 3 million before they have to change it out. So that was added to this device, this system. And the customer was just here about a month ago, and they couldn't believe the quality of the cuts. So that was really neat. And then the final challenge is actually dispensing the glue, the solvent, excuse me, and inserting the tube into the medical connector. Again, cams take up space. We needed to fit more tubes in the same insertion space. So we backed off from the cam solution and went to a servo-driven insertion, which is much more flexible than a cam. To our listeners who understand that, I think they'll get the point. But you can actually adjust the depth of the tube insertion, or the what's called dithering. It's a robotic term where you move the tube back and forth very quickly to help disperse the glue. That's also adjustable, and all adjustable by a technician from the human machine interface, the HMI. So you don't need a laptop, you don't need a programmer, or you don't need to change out a hard cast iron cam. And again, it really helped us during the development stage of this particular project, because literally, if you didn't like what you saw, you just hit a few buttons and you got something different. And last but not least is the inspection of that insertion. Again, this customer always challenges us to get better and better with verifying that the tube was fully inserted into the connector. So we developed, in conjunction with them, a 360 inspection system using cameras and some other optics to actually inspect the entire 360-degree area of the connector tube interface, looking for not only insertion depth, but other flaws like a collapsed tube, which happens sometimes due to variation in tube quality. There's not much more we can inspect at this point. So those are the bullet points. It's about ready to ship to the customer, and they can't wait to get it on their shop floor.
That's amazing to hear. And I think the $1 million question here is, did you help the customer at the end of the day?
We did. The goals, I outlined at the beginning of this conversation was to achieve 180 ppm in the same footprint. And of course, the customer wanted to see a commensurate price for that. Mm-hmm. So we did achieve 180. Our OEE looks like it's going to be around 94 based upon previous machines of 90%. So that's a win. The footprint for one machine at 120 would have been 42 square meters. two of them would have been 84, but we've got a 50% increase in output for the same 42 square meters. And the cost, if you consider the first machine, the base machine at 100%, two of those would have been about 175%, not quite two times because you get some benefits for making two machines. But this machine that we are going to ship came out to be about 140%, 40% increase over the 120 part per minute machine. So customer is extremely happy. We're happy. Got to use some innovation developments real time and really show ourselves and the customer that ATS is not standing still. So it was a win for everybody.
That's amazing to hear. Really, really amazing. Paul, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you sharing this awesome story with us. It's been an amazing time.
Great. David, always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to doing it again sometime. Hope the weather improves up there in Toronto.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here with me and our guest, Paul Norden. I'll see you next week with episode 8, The Future Landscape of Tube Set Manufacturing. To learn more about how our tube set assembly can transform your manufacturing process, visit our website and download our case study featuring today's guest. Link can be found in the show notes of this episode.